Chapter 1. One chilly autumn evening, Willie, a lad of some 13 summers, walking down the streets of his native village, came to a cottage where people gathered for the reading of Bible and prayer. Urged by an unconquerable curiosity, the lad pushed open the door without knocking, which was the custom, and entered the building. Immovable, he stood at the door, uncertain of his reception, conscious of the fact that a number of persons were seated, and that one with an open Bible in his hand was reading about the divine love of Christ, who suffered a cruel death on the cross to save the human race from eternal death. Willie was greatly surprised, and his large childish eyes testified to the fact. Surprise amounted to amazement when one of the company, with a genial smile, invited him to be seated on the bench beside himself where he could comfortably listen to the words of the gospel. Willie had not expected any kindness from these people because his father had often scathingly called them by the queer, objectionable name of Stuntists, saying that they were a wicked and dangerous sect whom it would be advisable to kill, or at least to drive from the village. Willie had rarely seen them, because their meetings were held in the opposite end of the village, but from his father's vehement denunciations he already held them in utter contempt, ridicule, and open abuse. Sometimes, with other lads, he pelted them with stones as they were driving down the street, or racing after them would vindictively scream, "Stuntist! Stuntist!" Thus he manifested his virulent aversion to these people. In quieter moments, however, his childish mind questioned, "Who are these Stuntists anyway? Why are they called by such a strange name? And why do the villagers hate them so?"